just laughed because I thought it must have been funny. Other people laughed. He could have been saying something. The Jacksonville Symphony Orchestra. Give them a round of applause. I was telling you today that we actually have some orchestras that are, you know, when they play the note, you hear like three of them, even though it's supposed to be one. So it's nice to be with a group like this that's very professional and, you know, is playing so well. And, you know, when they play one note, I hear just one note. That's nice. It's refreshing. It's refreshing. You've got to come and sound kids up and right. That's the way I see it. But it does make me a little uncomfortable because even though we are in the South, I am still as class-free as they come when it comes to being up on stage with such professional musicians. I really have no clue what I'm talking about. I'm coming to rehearsal. Well, maybe you're a little less more class-free. Foxworthy show. You can say whatever you want, it's okay. Also up on stage, I inadvertently forgot to introduce Jesse the other night when we were in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So ladies and gentlemen, our musical director, Jesse, stand up. Introducing him between every single song. So I would like for you guys to make sure you applaud just as loudly every time he stands up. Okay? Jesse, wave to the crowd. Hi, how are you? This is a really big city. I was talking to her. This is a really big city, I've noticed. We went to dinner the other night and it took like 45 where? Tell you, you'd be stopping me because it's good. We went like just maybe down halfway across town. It took us 45 minutes. This is like the biggest city in the country. It's amazing, and apparently it really is. Is that true?
Has its own county.
Well, you guys can arm wrestle over whether it's Jacksonville or Miami later. I'm just going to go with Jacksonville now, but not in Miami. And I have to tell you, I have a little bit of a headache right now because I took a nap. That's why the jacket's buttoned, because my shirt is wrinkled. I didn't get much sleep. I was at the hotel this morning across the street. Many of you were stalking me and you know, loitering in the lobby. And the housekeeper opened the door to my room this morning and let my dogs out of the room. Out of the room. And I say, oh, well, you just sit there like a piano. Let my dogs out of the room for maybe 15 minutes. She couldn't catch them, and I wasn't getting out of bed. So the dogs ran around the room. So I've been a little tired today. So if I fall asleep on stage, will you forgive me?
Oh, yeah.
Then you guys can fall asleep too, and you can all say your stuff and play again. Sometimes things come out of my mouth I don't expect it, so I should cover my mouth more often. And tell other people. And I tell you what, I got some of those looks from the orchestra when I turned around. They were like, we don't do that here. Very proper.
Oh, shit.
No, they've been wonderful. I'll shut up and we'll sing some stuff, okay?
Okay.
This lady over here in the second row has sung every lyric to every song I've sung so far, so we need to give her something. Don't look around, you know who you're talking about, really. There's a Mardi Gras feather boa. Look at you. Can we hit her with a spotlight? Just take one of them right over there. Just one of them. Yeah, just one of you.
But there are the only ones.
Just bring it down there, yes. Now, when you woke up this morning, did you say, I'm going to wear the tackiest boa I can find? Can I play over the program?
They're not the only ones.
Did you go through your... Oh, okay, well, if everybody wears stuff like that, I don't know if I want to go. Just went through her cross and said, no, that's not quite tacky enough to play the show. Not enough sparkles. Not enough. There you go, the feather boa. That's what I wear. Are you wearing a feather boa too? Well, don't advertise it. You don't want people knowing. Merry Christmas with love. Let's just do that. I'll stop talking to you soon.